Oh, hello, Mr. Electrician. Yeah, the power in the den is on the fritz. Personally, I've wanted to rewire the whole place for years, but that darn Peter keeps making the HOA meetings all about lawn ornaments. Come inside. I really appreciate you doing evening calls like this. I took my daughter back to college today, so I've been running since breakfast. Did you park at that abandoned Dunkin' lot? Hide your car behind the old sign? And did you make sure to jiggle your toolbox so everyone on the street heard you coming? Good boy. You're always so good for me. Yeah, you can set that toolbox by the door. Won't be needing that. Sorry, babe. I know you hate putting on a big show like that, but the last thing we need is Monica down the street prying into our relationship. She'd see us being loving adults and have the entire neighborhood convinced we're in some kind of illicit affair. Believe me, that woman could hear about a charity for dolphins and spin it as a shark-hating event. But we don't have to worry about her. After our little performance, Monica will be too busy raving about how Peter tells her to hide the garden gnomes. And Peter will be too busy venting about me embarrassing him for either of them to think about why I need a visit from the electrician past dark. Or why you're not leaving anytime soon. Oh yeah, those gnomes are way too creepy. Did you know Pammy's little ones are terrified of them? Honestly, I kind of agree with Peter. No artistic expression is worth traumatizing children. But tonight is not about them. No, tonight is about me finally getting to have dinner with my boyfriend in my own home. My little girl is finally back to school. And while I will definitely miss her, I will not miss having to hide this part of my life. Honestly, planning dates around when she'd be out of the house and when the neighbors wouldn't notice me leaving all dolled up is so exhausting. No, baby, none of this is your fault. You've been nothing but good since you came into my life. I wouldn't trade you for the world. This is just the harsh reality of dating a suburban mom. You're right. The secrecy can be kind of hot, can't it? Almost like we are having some wild, torrid affair. I'd sneak out under the cover of night to meet you at the movies, far-off restaurant, or your apartment. I'd look over my shoulder to make sure nobody I knew was watching. And then, what would you do, baby? Yeah, good boy. Okay, as much as I'd love to stand here and make out all night, believe me, I would, I do have dinner in the oven. How about you go make yourself comfy on the couch, and I make sure I haven't let everything burn? Oh no, mister. No helping. As much as I appreciate it, serving you dinner is the least I can do after making you walk half a mile. And that's right. Tonight, I am going to take care of you. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Good boy. The den's down the hall on the right. I'll be right in. Oh, and no shoes on in the house. Good boy. Okay, dinner's ready. Don't worry, I covered it in some foil. We can eat whenever we want. Aw, you're welcome, babe. So, pick anything good for us to watch. Right? There's so many options. As nice as it is being able to pick whatever we want whenever, I do miss cable just forcing you to watch something instead of scrolling till you have to go to bed. No, I'm already caught up on The Irrational. And I'm not in the mood for House Hunters. Oh, wait. What's the one you showed me last time I was at your apartment? You know, the Marvel one with the fast guy. Yeah, The Flash. Oh, don't look at me like that. I know I still have a lot to learn about nerd culture, but mixing up DC and Marvel isn't that bad, right? It's that bad. Whoops. Oh, sorry, sweetie. But I promise I am learning at least a little bit about this stuff. I am. Last week, Jonah, you know, Jonah Wiskaker, the old man that always wears the NHL hat. You'd know him if you saw him. I swear, he even wears that thing to church. Right, so Jonah was mowing his lawn at an ungodly hour in the morning, woke me and my baby girl up, and I was so mad I threatened to call the Justice League on him. You should have seen it. She stared at me like I just said the F word. But see, I am learning. I thought Batman was an Avenger before we started dating. Now look at me, suggesting we watch The Flash. I guess you are getting in my head. You're really good at getting in my thoughts. But what do you say? Oh, thank you, babe. I've honestly been really wanting to watch it since I saw that first episode. Yes, we're going to watch it with the lights on. I told you before, staring at a screen in a dark room can damage your eyes. I can't control you in your apartment, but in this house, we protect our vision. Good boy. Now, come here, baby. Snuggle up close. Yeah, lay your head on my chest, and I will wrap my arms around you and pull you in, all nice and snug. That's it. Oh gosh, I've missed this. I don't care what anyone says. Cuddling is a need. It makes you feel loved and cared for. So warm and safe. It's just totally relaxing against someone you love and letting them do the same. I can run my hands across your back or scrape my fingers through your hair. And you can plant those gentle kisses on my chest. And every moment lets each other know how much we love each other. It has been way too long since our last cuddle sesh. I don't care if it's only been a couple of weeks. That's way too long to go without my man. Nice and warm on a chilly night outside. Doesn't it just feel good? I know. I could seriously do this all night. I didn't realize just how much I missed this until I got it back just now. I don't think I need anything else right now, you know? Nice and warm, snuggled up with you. Fun show on, no neighbors breathing down our necks. This just might be a perfect moment. You know what else I love about cuddling, babe? It lets me feel exactly how excited you are to be this close to me. Yes, I do. You want to hear a secret? I am soaking wet right now. Oh, somebody perked right up, huh? What to do? Normally, I have a rule against any fun time activities anywhere outside the bedroom. But I'm also usually strict about eating at the table instead of the couch. Being around my stud muffin of a boyfriend is making me break all kinds of rules. So, what do you say, babe? You want to get naughty with mommy? I will take that as a yes. I've been really naughty recently, haven't I? Sneaking around, making up alibis, putting on a whole charade. Also, nobody knows that I'm dating a man barely a few years older than my daughter. I mean, she just went back to school, and here I am, making out on our couch with a guy who calls me mommy. Oh, but I can't resist you. You're my good boy. And you need your kind, gentle mama to take care of you. You're so good. You don't look at me like I'm a mom or like you need something. You look at me like I'm a woman. Yeah, a hot, sexy, horny woman. You don't judge me. You don't make me feel like I don't deserve this. We both deserve this. We make each other happy. So, how about we get really naughty? Let me get those pants for you. Ooh, look at you. So hard already. your cock is twitching just from looking at me. Tell me, babe, Am I sexy?
Yeah.
I'm your sexy MILF girlfriend. Good boy. Sorry, sweetie, but I already said I'm taking care of you tonight. That means you just lie back, relax, and let your MILF girlfriend take care of you. You do know what MILF means, right? Right. So, it's about time to fuck this mom. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good, babe. Yeah, I did say the F word. 'Cause your cock feels so fucking good in my tight little pussy. Your young, hard cock. And my slick MILF pussy. Oh, it's been way too long. I'm gonna start moving, okay? God, yes. Oh, I've needed this. When I'm stressed. There's nothing like getting my pussy stretched to take the edge off. Yeah, it's fuck. It's been a rough month. Setting up my girl's loans, her meal plan, and getting all the dorm stuff she needs. I swear, it only gets harder. Just like you, babe. But yeah, it's a lot of work, and I never have any clue how to set it all up. But I do it all with a smile because I don't want her to stress out because she's already stressed out about moving out and classwork. And then there's the neighbors. You know all about them, don't you? Well, they've been even worse recently. Always nosy, always looking in my windows, always judging how much of a mess my house is. It's a lot. And I'm sorry, I know I rant about this all the time, but everyone's always judging me, expecting me to be this perfect idea in their head. And I want to be. I want to be the perfect mom and have the clean house and make my boyfriend the best dinner he's ever had. Because I care so damn much about you and her and even Peter and Monica. But I'm not perfect. And you don't ask me to be, do you? Oh, you've never expected me to do anything. You're just, oh God, you're too good. That's why I love you. That's why I hide you. Not because I'm ashamed. No, I could never be ashamed of you, baby boy. But I need something that's mine. Just for me. And you are my good boy. You're my good boy. you love me and accept me and let me rant about all the shit in my life. And I do the same for you. So I don't care if anyone else thinks me dating someone half my age is wrong. You know what? Fuck it. Let them hear us. I don't care anymore. Oh, I want them to hear us. Yeah. Let them know how good I make you feel. Moan and scream all you want. You're my boyfriend, and you like how I feel on top of you, don't you? How my tits feel pressed against your chest as I bounce on your throbbing cock. Yeah, I know you do. Especially when I grind my hips down. Oh, God, your dick is so hard. And you're throbbing so much. Yeah, mommy making you feel good. Really good. Oh, fuck, you're leaking. You're close, aren't you? Shh. I'm sorry. I know you're close. But, babe, can I be selfish? Because I really need to get off. I need to pound this frustration out of me. Can you hold on just a little bit? And let me fuck you hard. Oh, thank you, baby. Okay. I'm gonna brace my arms on either side of your head. Hold myself up a little bit. Yeah. Grab mama's hips. When I start, I want you to pull me down as hard as you can. Okay? Hold on tight, sweetie. Mama's gonna fuck you. Oh, yeah. God, I love you. I love you so fucking much. You're so sweet. So sweet for me. Oh, you never ask for anything. All you do is give me everything I want. You make me feel so special. So good. Oh, I don't want to be stressed anymore. All I want is to feel your cock filling me up with all your sticky cum. Oh, yeah. Pound it into me, babe. Yeah. Make me forget everything except how to scream your name. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Yeah, pound mommy with that hard cock, babe. Yeah, just like that. Just like that, babe. Oh, pound mama's wet pussy harder. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're so good. Oh, you're so good at fucking mommy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Oh, fuck.
Just like that, baby. Just like that. Fuck. Oh, I'm so close. I'm so close, baby boy. Oh, fuck. Fuck, are you gonna make mommy come like that? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, yeah. I love you. I love you, baby. I love you so much. I love you. Make me come. Make mommy come. Yeah. Yeah.
Straight all day tomorrow. I hope you realize that. So, do you think they hurt us? Yeah, I would be more surprised if they didn't. Gosh, we went a little crazy there, huh? Don't you blame it all on me. Yes, sir. It was both of us. You got that, Buster? Good. I think we're going to have to restart this episode. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I was deliciously distracted. Okay, how about we put some of our clothes back on and go get that dinner? And once we're done eating, you can have some dessert that... Oh my god. So, do you... know how to use that toolbox?